No, we've just had Colin Young on, of course, player-manager, and he was telling us Cam McCarthy definitely wants to go to Fremantle, even though he's got a two-year deal with the Giants, and they're prepared to give up two first-round draft picks. Now, of course, the big story today is James Ace wants to go to Collingwood, Neil, and also Adam Treloar. How's that progressing?
I reckon the trade week starts next week, so it'll all work itself out. But we're certainly flattered in a sense that Acey would be happy to play for us. Now, there's a lot needs to happen between now and then, but we'll do our best to see whether we can make that happen.
Are you concerned that Lee Matthews, who, of course, is the El Supremo now, has said that he will not be traded to Collingwood, and if he doesn't play with the Brisbane Lions, he'll have to put himself in the pre-season draft, and he'll have to be picked up by Carlton?
I'm a bit concerned that he would kind of bother to say that, but you know, there's a lot said. There's a lot of brinkmanship in this trade period, which I must admit I don't enjoy all that much. But it's kind of what we have learned to expect. But I mean, within the whole thing, there's some sort of requirement to look at the player and say, what does the player want, and make sure that we're at least taking that into account. We're in the same position with Nathan Freeman, who's a fantastic kid. We want to keep him, but for a number of reasons, he's decided, well, I'm not sure I want to do that. I want to try somewhere else. Now, we, as much as from a club point of view, you go, well, you know, we'd love him to stay. We picked him as a first-round draft choice. We think he's a good player. He's had a lot of bad luck with injuries. We'd really love him to finish his journey with us. And at no point does he, you know, not get on with the players or any of those sorts of things. But we've got to recognise, on the other hand, that people have got a right to make a decision. So we can't. You can't enforce service in a sense. You can't say, well, you know, well, we'll make sure that you stay. Well, if he wants to go, well, you've got to accept that he wants to go. So, you know, I mean, it's easy to make the big statements. Well, we'll walk him, we'll make him do all these things. It's not really the way to engender the right kind of spirit from your players, I don't think so. But generally that doesn't happen, you know, things usually work out. I mean, a player doesn't always get to where he wants to go, but mostly that does happen, I would think.
But I suppose in the context of Brisbane Lions after they lost Yeo and Polak and Doherty and Billy Longa, that in their context they'd be saying, well, we'll sacrifice one to educate 1,000, that in fact we're not easy beats, where, you know, it's just easy peasy if a bloke puts up his hand and wants to leave the Brisbane Lions. Now, it might work at another club, but you might be pushing it uphill against Brisbane at the moment, because they're sort of on a mission to prove a point that players can't just come to Brisbane and then, as Lee said, after 2 years, maybe walk out. If you've been there for 4 years or longer, you know, they can look at your circumstances and maybe do a deal. But if you've been drafted, he feels that you should be staying more than 2 years.
Well, yeah, that's all.
Doesn't look good for Collingwood, does it, really?
Well, no, I don't. I think Collingwood's way down the list of priorities in terms of what happens here. Where's the individual's right within it? What's the right thing for the club to do? I mean, what sort of an environment would you be providing if you're making people stay? That make a lot of sense to me.
Well, he can go under the rules, and that's put himself in the pre-season draft.
Well, he probably
will. We expect Carlton to pick him up. If Carlton doesn't pick him up, then the next club's
then,
got
then
the
Brisbane will. Brisbane will pick him up in the pre-season draft and enforce service. I don't think that's
no,
a very
I don't.
Good
well,
way
they may not. They may not. They'll just let him go through to the next pick.
Oh, and get nothing for him. That's a really good way to run your footy club, isn't it?
Well, they're suggesting they're prepared to do that.
And if they do, well, it wouldn't surprise me all that much, but I'm not sure that's something that would be such a great thing to do.
And also on Adam Treloar, knows today where the GWS boss David Matthews in the Herald Sun, Neil, says his list management team will be open to all offers until a deal is done, and therefore they've declared it was prepared to trade Treloar to another club if he could secure a better deal than the one offered by the Magpies. So do you think you can offer a deal good enough to satisfy the Giants?
Oh, I'm pretty sure that will work itself out.
You're confident?
Yeah, I would be, yeah.
Can you wake me up when all this is over?
Well, it's very important.
It's
not.
There's two
very important
players. You know
what's
happened this week? You know what's happened this week?
What?
Non-stop bulltish is being spoken. Oh. A manager comes out and says, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. The club says, oh, yeah, well, we don't agree with that. Just tell us when the deal's done. Can you? Rather than having a minute-by-minute update of stuff that's complete.
Well, Neil believes the deal's going to be done. They're going to get James Ash. He believes they're going to get Adam Treloar.
Any of those things.
You've got some argy-bargy.
They'll all go through.
You're happy because you've got Jake
Carlisle.
Have we?
St Kilda.
Is that signed off?
He's put up his hand. He only wants to play for St Kilda. This is what Barmy's saying.
And what do Essendon want?
Jack Billings.
They want pick five, correct. Is that going to happen?
How do you
know? So wake me up when the deal's done.
How do you know they want pick five?
Because some manager tells us.
Because you're interested.
Because
you're interested.
Because every time I turn on this radio station, I've got to suffer through this rubbish.